You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length, where we discuss all things E-Mini, along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro. Joining us today, Mr. Michael Borth. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Thursday, 23rd day of February, 2023. Thanks so much for joining us. Whoever you are, wherever you are, we're just glad to have you right here, right now. We do two live broadcasts every trading day. The first live broadcast is our live training room. Now that's reserved for our lifetime members and those who are taking their 1 week free trial. If you've not taken your 1 week free trial, all you have to do is go to mytradingiq.com, click the button at the top of the page. That's where the journey begins. No credit card required. You'll have access to every resource, from the indicators to the platforms to the live training room, the weekly zones, the CTAs, the logic alerts, everything except the members only workshop that happens on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, there's no credit card required. Just go to mytradingiq.com, click that button at the top of the page, and your journey will begin. Doesn't matter what day of the week you sign up. It could be a Tuesday, a Thursday. It doesn't matter. You'll get five consecutive trading days in the live training room and access to all the resources that I mentioned. Now, our second live broadcast of the day, which is this broadcast, it begins at 12 noon Eastern and is open to the public. That means everybody, everywhere on planet Earth with an internet-connected device. Now, there's two different ways you can join this afternoon broadcast. The first way I'll give you allows you to access the question box so that you can ask questions and participate in the discussion. To do that, again, just go to mytradingiq.com, scroll down to where it says afternoon broadcast, click the link, complete the 30-second registration form, and that's it. You only have to do it once. Every trading day going forward, you'll get an email about an hour before the afternoon broadcast starts. And then at 12 noon Eastern, all you have to do is click the link in the email, and that will automatically log you into our platform. That gives you access to the question box so that you can be a part of the discussion. Now, on the days you're out of the office, away from your desktop, but you still want to join the afternoon broadcast live, just point your browser to our YouTube channel. It's really easy to remember. You already know youtube.com/CFRN. youtube.com/CFRN. Not only do we broadcast live every training day on our YouTube channel, but we also archive every daily broadcast. Currently, there's over 2,200 daily live broadcasts archived for your educational and viewing pleasure. So with that said, let's open with a word of prayer. Michael will be on about 12:40 and do a recap of what happened in the live training room this morning. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern, we will go live on TradingView and we'll trade for 30 minutes live in real time. So be sure and stick around for that. Now, our topic this week has been the secrets of a successful servant of God. Our scripture today is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. And I'm reading from the Message translation. Then God came and stood before him, exactly as before, calling out, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, I'm your servant, ready to listen." God said to Samuel, "Listen carefully. I'm getting ready to do something in Israel that is going to shake everyone up and get their attention. The time has come for me to bring down on Eli's family everything I warned him of, every last word of it. I'm letting him know that the time's up. I'm bringing judgment on his family for good." He knew what was going on, that his sons were desecrating God's name and God's place, and he did nothing to stop them. "This is my sentence on the family of Eli. The evil of Eli's family can never be wiped out by sacrifice or offering." Samuel stayed in bed until morning, then rose early and went about his duties, opening the doors of the sanctuary. But he dreaded having to tell the vision to Eli. But then Eli summoned Samuel. "Samuel, my son." Samuel came running. "Yes. What can I do for you?" "What did he say?" "Tell it to me, all of it. Don't suppress or soften one word, as God is your judge. I want it all, word for word, as he said it to you." So Samuel told him word for word. He held back nothing. Eli said, "He is God. Let him do whatever he thinks best." Now again, that's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 10 through 18. Now, we're talking about true sacrifice here. When we are available to God, we must wait patiently to hear from him. We must speak up boldly for the Lord when he speaks to us. Even though Samuel was afraid to tell Eli what the Lord had said to him concerning his family, he told him the truth. God can only use a person who is obedient and tells the persons what God told them regarding their situation. When God called Jeremiah, he replied, "Oh, sovereign Lord, I can't speak for you. I'm too young." The Lord replied, "Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you." That's Jeremiah 1, 5 through 8. When God asked me to deliver a word to a state in India, I fearlessly shared it. I was deeply ridiculed for it, but God kept me safe. I admire Nathan, the prophet, the man who dared to appear before King David and convict him of sin. He could have been killed, but he said what God asked him to. And David repented of his wrongdoing, which he writes about in Psalm 51. That's the work of a servant of God, admonishing the body of Christ to get right with God. God is a God who speaks and reveals himself, his character, his purpose, and his plan. Therefore, speak when God commands you to, and obey him if you want to be used by him. I pray we will be able to sacrifice ourselves for God. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the many lessons and encouragement that we can gain from the beautiful story of Samuel, the little baby born to Hannah, whose life was dedicated to you, and who grew into a man who listened to your voice and obeyed the call on his life to do your bidding. Open our ears to hear you speaking to us, and use us, I pray, in whatever way you will, for your greater praise and the glory that you deserve. It's in Jesus' name that we believe and pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, amen. Happy Thursday. Hope it's a happy Thursday for you, whoever you are and wherever you are. Let me give you the numbers from around the world. We'll start out with the cash markets, or the indices, as they're called here in the U.S. Currently, the Dow down 245 points. The NASDAQ down 70. S&P 500 down 21. And the Russell 2000, or man in the street, down 7.5. All red, but no movers or shakers quite yet. In the commodity basket, crude oil up $1.12, trading 75.07 last. Now that's a gain of over 1.5%. Gold down $13.30, trading 18.28.20 last. Silver down 32 cents, trading 21.35 last. That's a drop of 1.5%. Remember, when the price of silver moves $1, that's worth $5,000 per contract traded. And again, silver's down 32 cents on the day. In the Asian markets at the close, Nikkei down 368 points, 1.25%. Shanghai down 3. The Hang Seng down 72. And in the European markets at the close, FTSE down 27. The DAX up 75. The CAC up 18. So that gives us a red day in Asia, a mixed day in the UK, and at the moment, it is a red Radio Thursday here in the US of A. Reminder to all members, the members only workshop tonight is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Hope you'll be there. Have your questions ready. And for those of you that have been on the trial and want to be in the workshop tonight, go here, eminifuturestrading.com, get your lifetime passport. No recurring fees, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us ever. It gives you lifetime access to the live training room. 9 out of 10 new traders fail because they don't have a teacher. They would read a book, they watch a couple of YouTube videos, and proceed to lose all their money. Any profession that you choose, from attorney to electrician to plumber, you name it, you need somebody to teach you how to do the job. But 9 out of 10 traders don't have someone to teach them how to do the job. That's why our live training room is so important. Our methodology and our strategy is incredibly simple, but you have to know how to implement it properly. And so for 2 hours every trading day, we focus on just that, teaching you the strategy, how to read the chart, how to understand what the indicators are telling you. That's every trading day. Plus, lifetime members have access to unlimited one-on-one private mentoring, the strategy you learn and the indicators you own for life. They're fluid across all markets and all time frames. Futures, individual stocks, crypto, Forex, 1 minute to monthly, and everything in between. Passport holders also receive the Logic 247 alerts, the Concierge Trade alerts, and you'll be invited to the members only workshop that happens every Thursday night since 2008. The journey starts here. For those of you that have already taken the trial, eminifuturestrading.com. If you have questions, call 949-42-EMINI or send an email to support@cfrn.net. Okay, Logic 247. That's our 24/7 around the clock e-mini alert service. But it doesn't just include the E-minis, the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, the NQ, but also crude, gold, silver, the euro, and even bonds. Quiet week because of market structure. Very little follow-through. I've heard tale after tale of how people have struggled this week. And when we have those types of market conditions, I don't put alerts out for entertainment purposes. Put them out as teaching examples so that you can learn how to spot windows of opportunity in the market on your 30-minute chart. So far this week, we've issued 16 alerts, and this is as of 7 a.m. Still waiting on 15 actionable, of which 5 or 33% would have been stopped out based on not risking more than $300 per contract per trade, less when possible using market structure and a simple three-step process that we teach all of our passport holders in their unlimited one-on-one mentoring sessions. We've issued over 13,000 individual handcrafted alerts over the last 237 weeks. We've averaged 20% or less of those being stopped out based on the risk profile that I just explained. Last week, we finished up with 13%. You can see here, it's not been just a difficult week for you, but it's been a week where I wasn't motivated to put out many alerts. A while back here at the beginning of the year, we had a couple of holiday weeks back to back where I actually put out 100 or more alerts. That's because market conditions supported it. When market conditions don't support it, I'm not going to put out an alert. And that should tell you something. When the alerts aren't flowing, the market's not flowing. Just when it looks like it's going to go higher, it doesn't. And just as it starts to drop, it doesn't. But we'll get through this. Since 2008, we've seen a lot of weeks like this. We've seen months like this. But we haven't changed anything, because if it's not broke, don't fix it. When the market structure is not suitable for trading, you can change your swing every time you step up to the bat, but that's not going to fix anything. It's going to blow up your account, and that's the very thing you don't want to do. Now, our original alert service, the concierge trade alerts, they're a little bit different than the Logic 247 alerts in a couple different ways. The CTAs are published as a static report shortly after the Globex open each evening. Last night, they came out at 6:25 p.m. Eastern. Markets open every evening at 6 p.m. So last night, even though it was still Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern, that was the beginning of today's session, the Thursday session. The Thursday session will end today at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Friday session will start tonight, Thursday night, at 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, there's two numbers for each market. We cover the same markets with Logic as you do with the CTAs. The Logic alerts are based on current price action. The CTAs on historic price action. What you should do is, whatever market you trade, when the CTAs come out, make note on your chart where price is at this time. From that point forward, if price is above the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the long target. If price is below the 30-minute BBC, it's attempting to reach the short target. It's that simple. Trading's not easy, but it can be simple if you allow it. Always look left to spot potential obstacles, support or resistance, and know how price behaves at a weekly trading zone. Price is always trying to reach a weekly zone. From the moment the markets open Sunday night at 6 p.m. Eastern till they close Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. If price is above the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone overhead. If price is below the BBC, it's trying to get to the zone below. So for the markets that you trade, after you make note of where price is at this time, draw a little line in the sand on your 30-minute chart at 40:25. Draw a line in the sand at 39.90. We're going to go to the charts and you'll see what my lines in the sand look like. You can make your line in the sand look any way you want. You can customize it to your heart's content. All right. Here's the daily chart of the S&P. This is where we start every day. Last week, on this day, we said this looks like the beginning of a major down leg. And true to form, that's what it's become. Now, we're approaching the 38% reverse fib. We've already taken, we're right at this low, right here. We talked about it yesterday. We knew that we had to get below the BBC, get below the 24% fib retracement, and then get through this low, and then at the 38, we should see a bounce. We're about to get a bearish cross on the daily chart. So from the 38, it would be no surprise to see price bounce up to the daily BBC and then continue the next leg down. And once we take out this low, that'll put us at the 50% fib retracement, where again, we should see a major bounce. Fibs are not proprietary. They've been around since the 14th century. And they use 14th century math, or what's called today the golden ratio. You don't see me using them on the smaller time frame charts. I apply them to the daily, weekly, and monthly charts because the institutional traders, they're the ones who move price, not the retail traders. Institutions have accounts denominated in hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. It's typical retail trader has an account denominated in thousands or tens of thousands of dollars. So, whatever market you trade, whether it's the S&P, the Dow, the Russell, the NQ, Walmart, Amazon, Bitcoin, or the British pound, spend 2 minutes at the beginning of your trading session studying the daily chart of whatever market you're about to trade, because it will give you an idea which way the wind's blowing. Prices below the BBC, we're printing a red candle. It's pretty easy to identify. Where's resistance? At the high of the day, which is the step line. See, price opened here last night and made a run up to the step line, found resistance. Once the market finds resistance, it's going to look for support. It has temporarily found support at this low right here. But by the end of the session, I would not be surprised to see it at the 38% Fib retracement. Now, because institutions are watching daily, weekly, and monthly charts the way we watch 30-minute charts, 5-minute charts, tick charts, and range charts, there will most likely be a bounce. And at the 50, and at the 62. You don't have to spend a lot of time with the daily chart, just long enough to know which way the wind's blowing and identify the areas, major areas, where you should anticipate resistance and support. Then you're ready to go to your 30-minute chart. The vertical line here separates today, Thursday, from Wednesday, from Tuesday, and on back. Here's the opening candle last night. Price gave us a nice leg to the upside, plenty of room to get your goal for the day. Because price is above the BBC, you're only thinking about going long. Price peaks right here, pulls back to the BBC. The pullback holds more often than it doesn't. Gives us another leg up, pull back to the BBC. Some consolidation for a few hours. And then off we go up to the CTA long target. As I told you, drawing lines in the sand, you could make them look. There's 4025, 3990. They serve as great visual cues. Helps you understand where price is trying to go. This morning, as price traded through the CTA long target, it was trying to get to the weekly zone overhead, but last week's zone, which was 4035/36, this week it's 36/37. Price double topped right there at last week's zone, and then we dropped rapidly below the BBC. Once price is below the BBC, you're no longer thinking about long trades. Once blue and climbing turns to red and falling, you're no longer thinking long, you're thinking short. So what does price do? It comes right down to the short target at 39.90, bounces up to 94.25, and then comes right back down. And where does it find support? At the weekly trading zone, 3976/77. In the open, just shy of the zone. Zones are an area, so we missed it by a point. 2 points. It was a high, 34.25. Yeah. So, this week's zone is 36.37. So, a couple points shy. And then, from zone to zone. This is the lowest weekly trading zone for this week. So as price drops to this 38% reverse, or this 38% Fib retracement. That would be a good reason for us to see a bounce on the 30-minute chart, whether it happens tonight or tomorrow, back up to the BBC on the 30-minute, getting us ready for another leg to the downside. On the Dow, here's where the market opened. It just went sideways, so much of this week. And then, as we approached the Wall Street Open, ran right up to the long target, and just barely managed to spike above these highs from yesterday. Then, just like the ES, price got below the BBC. Blue and climbing turned to red and falling. Price ran right down to the target, consolidated a little bit, and now it's completing its drop to the weekly trading zone below. Price is always trying to get to a weekly trading zone. On the Russell, here's where the market opened. Made that same run like the ES. Pull back to the BVC. The pullback holds more often than not. And so we hit the long target, and then we consolidate along the BBC, and then we make a run up to the target again, and all the way up to the weekly trading zone above. Then, like the other two indices we've looked at, price gets below the BBC, blue and climbing turns to red and falling, and then a beautiful trip right down to the short target. And we even get a little doji on the follow-up candle. So price is now going to attempt to retrace. The step line is possible resistance, red and falling, and then the BBC. On the NQ. Here's where we open, we consolidated, we made a run, pulled back to the BBC, hit the target, consolidated at the zone, ran up, hit the target again, came just shy, like the ES, of reaching that zone. Then we get below the BBC, blue and climbing, turns to red and falling, and here comes price. Heading down for the short target. Now, 12147 down to 12047. That's 100 points at $20 a point. That's $2,000 per contract traded. And we're not done. Get a leg, a retracement, and then we'll look for a continuation. We got to be patient to see if we're going to find resistance here, here, or here. And then we want to be on the short side of the market, because we know price is looking for support. Found temporary support here at the low put in January 25th. Next major Fib support is at the 38% retracement. On crude oil, here's where we opened. We pulled up to the BBC, we consolidated for a few hours, and then, like a heat-seeking missile, right up to the target. From anywhere in here, 74.70 to 75.70. That's $1,000 per contract traded. When crude moves a dollar, that's worth $1,000 per contract traded. When gold moves a dollar, that's worth $100 per contract traded. When silver moves a dollar, that's worth $1,000 per contract traded. Now what's happening? The step line has crossed over. We've now got red and falling, just the beginning on this candle. We had blue and climbing. Now, when the step line crosses blue and climbing, that tells you to expect to pull back to the BBC. And that's exactly what happened. And the pullback held. Holds more often than not. But now crude is running into resistance. If it can get through red and sideways, then we might move up to challenge the high of the session, or this whole thing could just turn down. See what happens when blue and climbing turns to red and falling? And when red and falling turns to blue and climbing? It really does make things quite simple. On gold, market opened here, pulled up to the BBC, actually got a little bit above it. But if you look here, all these wicks everywhere, those are not good trading conditions, okay? So, we opened, we made a run, blue and climbing, rolled over to red and falling. And what do? We dropped right down to the target once, pull back to the BBC, the pullback held, and then we dropped again to the target at 1828. Either move giving you plenty of opportunity to get your go for the day. Silver, price opens, pulls up to the BBC, consolidates right here. Blue and climbing turns to red and falling, takes us down to the zone. When price drops to a zone, we expect support. When price rallies to a zone, we expect resistance, till proven otherwise. And then down we come again. This time we make it through the zone. And where do we hit? The target at 21.33. And that's where we've been consolidating now for about 2 hours. On the euro, here's where we opened, pulled up to the BBC, consolidated, blue and climbing, turned to red and falling, right down to the zone. When the market finds support, it will go look for resistance. When it finds resistance, it will go look for support. And it found it at the zone and bounced. Once you understand how price behaves around a weekly trading zone, the zones will become one of the most important tools in your trading toolbox. And when you become a lifetime member, you'll have lifetime access to the weekly zones every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern. We've published the zones for our members since December 14th of 2009. Now, what has changed with the zones over those 13 plus years? Absolutely nothing. Price does one of three things at a zone. 70% of the time it consolidates, 20% of the time it gets rejected, and 10% of the time it will slice through a zone like it's not even there. When that happens, price will typically pull back to the zone it sliced through and then continue in the direction of the slice. And bonds. Here's where the market opened last night. Spent a long time, a lot of hours here, consolidating. And then it dropped to the short CTA at 123.31. We got back above the BBC. And now price has given us a leg, a retracement, leg, a retracement. And it's trying to work its way up to the long CTA target at 125.07. Learning to use multiple time frames is extremely important. Start from the top down. Look at your daily chart. Look at your 30-minute chart to find the windows of opportunity. And then use everything that Michael teaches you in the morning in the live training room to actually execute your trade on a smaller time frame. There needs to be a reason for taking a trade. Just because it looks like it's going up, that's not enough. just because it looks like it's going down, well, that's not enough. What you learn in the live training room each morning is rules-based trading. Not willy-nilly, change the swing every time you step up to the bat, but hard and fast rules. As a lifetime member, you'll receive the 2420 Blueprint, which is designed to help you to go from 1 to 20 contracts over a period of 24 months. You start out in sim. You need to put together 10 consecutive days in a row where you reach your goal in 10 trades or less. Then the Blueprint will give you the green light to go live with one contract. Once you go live, now your goal is to increase your account balance by $2,000. When that happens, the Blueprint will give you the green light to add a second contract. The big difference between the first and second contract is the first contract is funded with your startup capital, but the second contract is funded with profit you earned in the market. The Blueprint will tell you when it's time to add number 3, number 4, number 5, number 10, but you only add one at a time when it's time. And you only add with profit you earn in the market. If you have the self-discipline to follow that, it will help you not blow up another account. Michael, sounds like you're ready.
Yes, I am. I was actually just typing a couple of quick things, but I can take the charts over here and start with what is going on here.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
There you go. Looks good.
Thank you. All right. Hang on. I just wanted to see if... Yeah. All right. So, let me get back to here. We'll go to this page. Now, ready? Okay, if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, then all you have to do is go here to mytradingiq.com and right here it says sign up for a free 5-day training now, 9:30 to 11:30 Eastern Time. Click on that. You're going to be brought to a registration page. It looks just like this. Fill out that form on the registration page, okay? And once you fill out the form on the registration page, you get all the information you need to get into the room in the morning, right? Now, if you're going to get into the room in the morning, you should go here and download the charting platform, right? Whatever one you're going to use, download the trading platform. And if you need any help setting that up, you know, don't let that be a stumbling block for you, right? If you need any help setting that up, get in touch with us, right? You can email us at support@mytradingiq.com, support@cfrn.net. You can text me. Don't let that be a stumbling block. If it takes you more than 5 or 10 minutes to do it, then you know it'll take us 5 or 10 minutes to do it for you. So don't let that be an issue. All right. Now we'll get into the results today. All right. Again, the results today were they were okay, but they weren't great. No, we're not getting the stellar results that we normally get. I did do training again this morning for most of an hour. It was more like a half hour, 45 minutes today. But nonetheless, I did spend some time going over the things that we wanted to go over this morning. You know, we're doing it a little bit different this year, where we have an actual trading plan, a lesson plan that we cover. And because this is a short week on Tuesday, I had to cover day 1 and day 2. And then yesterday was day 3. We covered that stuff. The things that we're covering in here, just so you can see, you know, on Monday, normally it's bar types and range charts, tick value. These different things, support and resistance, tops and bottoms, trend trades versus counter-trend trades. On Tuesday, the BBC, the MA1, the ribbon of context, bar colors, red, white, and blue, what they mean and how they're created. And day 3, cover the slingshot, divergence, separation, the cycle reset, leg lengths. And this is all stuff, it all builds, and so you can use all this information day by day. And then on day 4, do the DOM and the difference between the 3 different platform DOMs. Speaking of that, I need to shut this platform off right now. The three different platform DOMs. And on day 5, we just want to trade. Now tomorrow morning, when we get trading, we're going to start out 9:30 to 11:30. I'll start at 9:15 for anybody that's new, wants to come in at 9:15 or 9:20. Those first 10 minutes just to get you familiar with the markets that we're trading and all that. And then from 9:30 to 11, I'm just going to trade. All right. From 11 to 11:25, I'll respond to any questions that anybody has. I'll probably just keep trading, but I'll respond to questions during the whole period. Tomorrow we're going to actually do a live stream with TradingView also from 9:30 to 10:30. Tomorrow will be a live stream with TradingView. So in that period, I won't be doing anything other than TradingView charts. Okay. You'll be seeing that Dom, my DT Pro Dom. You'll see that again, but other than that, just TradingView charts. Okay. And that's the plan. That's tomorrow. And that's on Fridays. Now we're just going to be doing trading on Fridays, and the rest of the week, we're going to take time to explain everything. Okay. Just wanted to cover that for anybody that's in here who does not know that yet. Now, today, if you're going to read the spreadsheet, you got to read all the CFTC risk disclosures down at the bottom. I always have to say that. Today is the 23rd day of February, 2023. Made one tick in crude. We lost one tick in gold and made 18 ticks on the ES. That put us at plus 225 this morning. Now, we started out with two stopouts on the ES. So we had to make all that back up, and the ES ended up being our breadwinner this morning. We took 21 minutes and 8 trades this morning to get to the goal. And at that point, we were at $230. We took a total of 18 trades this morning. Okay. And because we stopped out, we actually stopped out, I think, in every market today, I think, didn't we? Yeah, we did. We stopped out in every market a couple times on the ES, and once in gold and once in crude. It wasn't easy trading, but you know, you have an edge. You just have to keep executing the edge. That's what you need to do over and over and over again. Just keep executing the edge. So on the month now, we're at $5,142. That's with one contract trading really pretty much 1 hour a day. $5,142. Now, those of you guys that, you know, that have been around for a long time, you know, this number, this is lower than the normal number because we're training more than we're trading, or trading as much as we're trading now. Remember, before we'd only just be trading, and this would be like $10,000 or $11,000. But the thing to consider is that even with doing all the training and the minimal amount of trading and the way the markets have been the past couple of weeks, or the past week anyway, we're still making enough with one contract to cover the cost of the passport monthly. Okay, monthly. So anyway, on the month, we're at $5,142 over 16 days, averaging $321 per contract per two-hour trading day. On the year, we have gone our goal for the day on 35 out of 36 days, and we've gone now 5 days since our last either blue or yellow day. It was a blue day. And we've gone 383 days since our last red day. Those are business days, by the way. And on the year now, we're at $13,475. That's over 36 business days, averaging $374 per contract per two-hour business day. So in here now, if you were to quit trading when you got your goal for the day, you would have only had to trade 9.25 hours on the year, and you would be averaging $608 an hour. Now, if I didn't mess up the 5 days that I did mess up this month and only have one contract on at the beginning, that number would be higher. The actual number would be $850. Well, the total here would be Hang on, let me just do the math for you right now. I got a minute. Let me do this. The total would be, let me have it now. I can make this a little smaller, I guess. It'd be 3130. Okay. And we would have been $850 more equals that. Same amount of time. So it's still be 9.25 hours. So that's divided by 9.25. There's something about that's wrong. I don't know. Maybe I won't do the math right now. But 3980 is what we would have been. The total would be right here, 3980, if we had two contracts on for every one of those things. So this number here would be a little bit bigger. That's what it is. I got to do the 39. Hang on, this is what we need to do. 5632 plus, and that needs to be plus 850. That's the total. 850. I'm going to divide that by 9.25. five. That's what it is. $700 even is what it would be. $700 even is where you'd be at on that. If I had managed to not forget to put two contracts on these 5 days, this one, and that one. I guess it's not five. Maybe it's just four. One, two, three, 4 days. Okay. But the actual time spent getting the goal is the same. It's just the number of contracts. Anyway, so it'd be averaging $700 an hour. Now let's get into the stuff. All right, let's get into what we actually did do. This is DT. I want to show you one thing here quickly on DT. The weekly trading zones, they were an issue this morning. This midpoint here was an issue, and then last week's zone was right here, right? 35, 36 was last week's zone, and this week's zone is right here. So we got up right up to last week's zone a couple of times, and it failed off of that right all the way down to this zone down here. Now, that was an issue. The crude oil started out here at the weekly trading zone, went away from it. This was the number I had given the midpoint between the two zones. It got up to that midpoint right over here, pretty close to it here, got up to it here, failed all the way back down here through the weekly trading zone, and now it's come back up above it. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's moving away from the zone to the midpoint a lot right here. And just like it did here on the ES, the ES finally got away from that midpoint, got up to the zone above, which was a big deal, but then it failed completely off of that. I didn't even notice that during the break. And the gold was up here hovering at the zone when we started out too, and it pulled off away from the zone. During the morning session, we didn't get a ton of good trade setups. We got a ton of trade setups that didn't have a lot of follow through. It seems like once the European markets closed, it looks like there were probably a bunch of trade setups in here. So let's get into that right now. All right, what time is it? 12:53. So let me go over here and get this ready to go too. Reminder, at the top of the hour, we are gonna start the live stream for TradingView at 1 o'clock. To get to that live stream, you simply need to go here to tradingview.com, go to community, live streams, and in here, scroll down to right about here. Upcoming streams, this is it right here. All right, click on that and you'll be in. That's all you have to do. All right. Now, what we did, let's start out here with the gold. All right, we'll go up and we'll go with the trades we did with gold. Not a ton happening with gold. Our first trade in here was, you know, it was a bearish long-term direction right here. It pulled up, it hit the ribbon. Black was in the red, we took the trade. And our first trade on gold, we ended up with four ticks in profit. The next one we took was right here, and I ended up with a break even on that. Sadly, I got a break even on that. I wish I would have hung on to that one. These were the levels that we thought it was going to get down to. I drew this one down here, and then I drew this one down here. And you can see it got to both of those to the tick. And then it moved off of those. In here, we took a long trade right here, and it stopped us out. So at that point, we're at minus six. Okay. In here, we had another bounce off the ribbon. Now, this is really simple and easy to do right in here. Bounce off the ribbon right there. I mean, how hard is that to take? So we took it and we picked up five ticks on that one to get us to minus one. And we saw that this number here was significant and this number here was significant at the time. It got down to this one, it pulled back up. Then I started doing the training. So I missed this one and this one. All this during the training, you can see there was another one right here that would have worked out just fine. Another one right here. That would have worked out just fine. Actually, that was after the training. I should have been on that one, but I wasn't. I think I was looking at this right here. It was kind of flat right there. That's what I was looking at in a long-term direction. Okay, and then the morning ended. The morning session ended. And look at how flat it was in here. Okay, for those of you guys who are partners, I'll probably release this, this long-term trend tonight during the partners meeting. Okay, so if you're not there at the partners meeting, you just have to refresh your charts and it'll show up as an option. Okay, and to use that option, you will have to go in here and it'll be right here, dual band trend. Okay, I may rename it to something else, but you just gotta click on that and it'll show up. Okay, I don't think I have it on by default. I may actually make it go on by default and you'll have to shut it off if you don't want it. But you can see over here during the break, there wasn't really a lot going on. There was one trade right here that went just enough to get stopped to break even and then flattened out totally right in there. Okay, it's 12:56. I gotta get cracking here. on the crude, we'll shoot the crude really quick. Here on the crude, we started out here. We didn't have anything, Then we took a break-even trade right here. Okay, this was blue. I mean, it was a bounce off the ribbon right here. When the black was in the green, we had an up close, and the long-term direction was bullish. Then the long-term direction got off flat. Right in here, we took a bounce off the ribbon again right here, so we're at break-even there. Then we ended up with minus 10 right there on the crude. Right in here, we took a trade. This was clearly a ribbon trade here. We ended up with plus 9 ticks on the first one that got us to minus 1, and it looks like plus 2 on the second one that got us to plus 1. Okay, and that was all that we did during the break. It looks like there was really not much. Using the continuation trades, there were a few of them in here. Right here was one. Right here was one. That one would have stopped you out, but it was followed up by another one right here that would have gotten your money right back. That was not one. And that was it during the break. All right, now on the ES, where we had most of our trades this morning. I'll scroll all the way over here. Here was our rough startup. We started out right here, stopped out, minus 10 ticks. Next one right here, minus 10 ticks. We're at minus 20 at that point. All right, then we slowly worked our way back. In here, we took this short in here, and we ended up with that short. We got 4 ticks. It got us to minus 16. Then right here, gave us another one right away. We got another 4 ticks. It got us to minus 12. Then right in here, we had a nice trade right in here. I highlighted this here because I was showing it to Josh, who is in the room this morning. He had a question about something, and I was going to show him that. But I believe we went from minus 12 to plus 4, so we had 16 ticks on that one. And then we went from plus 4 to plus 6. So we got 2 more ticks there, then a couple of break-even trades. Got really flat right through here. We were training during that period, so I'm glad we weren't trying to trade. And then we started trading again over here. We went from plus 6 to plus 14, so we picked up 8 ticks there. And we went from 14 to 8. Oh, we had a break even, and we picked up 4 more ticks over here to get us to plus 18 on the morning session on the ES. During the break, there was right in here, a short right there. You could have taken a short right here that dragged out forever. It looks like it probably would have stopped you out if you had dragged it out as long as it did. That would have been really close to stopping out to the tick. And then that was really it. This is just about a trade right here, long trade. But that was it this morning. Okay. That was our morning. So it is 12:59 right now. We're gonna jump over to the TradingView live stream in just a minute here, literally just a minute. We're gonna jump over to that TradingView live stream. Again, if you want to get into that, go here to TradingView.com, go to community, live streams, go down to upcoming streams. We're going to be right down there. Okay. That is what we're looking to get into here in just a minute. Now, let me bump this back to the charts. We got to do it like this. And there we go. All right. So it's just about 1 p.m. And once it is 1 p.m., I'll give it a couple more minutes and then I'll start the live stream. I don't see any questions out here. If anybody does have any questions, just type them in the box. If you want to jump in the live stream, that's great. If you want to be in both, that's also good. I believe we're going to have YouTube going at the same time probably. So we'll have it all going all at once. All right. Let me hit this live stream. First, let me shut that off. And then let me click that. Gotta refresh this one more time. Here it is. I can select this, go to entire screens like that. You guys should be seeing that right now. Share and shut that off and start stream. There we go. All right. So here we go. What we're looking for here now. The live stream is active right now. So what we're looking for now on the ES, it just jumped up like that. We're looking for pull down. What I was saying just before we started this is this right here would have been the last opportunity on the ES. We're looking for this to pull back down, get into the ribbon. The ribbon are all these lines right here, these four lines. What you want to see is a long-term trend, which is identified by the black outline. If you can see two lines down here and they're going up, your long-term trend is bullish. That's what you want to see. And then you want to see price pull back down and get into the ribbon right here. Okay, you want to see price pull back down and get into the ribbon, right? That's all we're looking for. That's what we're waiting for right now. And if that happens, hopefully it will happen. If that happens, we'll jump in that trade, okay? It just did happen. So right here is where we're going to look to jump in that trade. And I just did, and... it ran up four ticks right away, but here it is. It ran up four ticks, and I should have bumped my stop to break even on that. It looks like it might stop me out. I was not fast enough on that one. But anyway, we're in the trade, and every trade starts out with 10 ticks of risk, and I move my stop to break even after I get four ticks in profit. This one I should have already bumped to break even because it did go four ticks into profit, but now that I didn't, I'm just going to have to wait it out and see if it stops me out. It came back down, it hit the ribbon, and the black was actually on the up close. The black was still kind of in the green right there. So it was a valid trade, and it did go from here up to here. Okay, so the entry point should have been here at 86.5. You see my slippage happened a little bit right there, and I still didn't stop at breaking. But we're going to let that roll and see what we get. If it stops us out, it stops us out. Over here on the gold right now, the long-term direction is flat. Crude oil, the long-term direction is flat. See, on the ES, the long-term direction was bullish right here. You could see both lines. That means it's bullish long-term direction, and that one did just stop me out. Okay, so... it's kind of like the morning started today, right? So I will put this right in here like that. And now we'll see what happens the rest of the session. All right. Well, at least there's no danger of us not having any trades. So I was worried about the last couple of times if we're going to get any trades. If anybody has any questions, you can type them into the live chat, or you can type them into the question box, any of the question boxes that you want to type them into. All we're looking for over here on the gold right now, looking for that to give us some sort of a trend. It's the thing here with crude oil. It's got to get out of this chop that it's in right here, right? And the long-term trend needs to change. I should have had my stop at break even on this one. That was my fault. So right now, we're just waiting for an opportunity to jump back into trade here. I'm hoping the ES is going to move up and keep the long-term trend bullish right here. That's what I'm hoping for. The weekly trading zone, I'm trying to remember where the weekly trading zone is. I don't remember exactly. But I know we were near a zone this morning. We're hovering around a zone this morning. I don't know if we're right near it again right now. Let me see if I can tell. Okay, 39.76.77 is the weekly trading zone below. All right, so we got a ways to go on the downside. All right, so we're right in the middle of all that. All right, so that's okay. I'm hoping this is going to move up right here. If it does move up, it'll keep the long-term trend bullish. If it turns down, it's going to have to go down quite a bit to change the long-term trend to bearish. Let me see over here on gold, we're just flat right there, and we're flat here on crude oil too. So the markets are going to have to move some way, one way or another, right now to give us any kind of a trade. This was really fast, and I actually should have had a break even on this. I should have had my stop to break even, but I was clicking too many things and not fast enough to get it done. I was fast enough to get the trade on, but not fast enough to bump the stop. So we're waiting right here, okay? This morning, we started out, I was saying this morning earlier, when I went over how our morning started today, we ended up really positive on the ES. Had some nice trades in here. All the blue ones are profitable trades. The yellow ones are break-even trades. So we had some really nice trades, but we started out the day with two stop-outs right here. We had to get all that back, and we did, and then some. So again, you know, when you have an edge, you just have to keep executing the edge. Okay. And that was our plan this morning, as it is every day. All right, so we're starting to get a little bearish separation here on the long term over here on the crude oil right now. For those of you guys who don't know, I'm going to bump this to a 7 range. These are all 7 range charts right here. They're all 7 tick range charts. And that means every bar is 7 ticks high. All right, from top to bottom, 7 ticks on every single bar. All right, the advantage of that is you know where the bar is going to close. If you know where the top is, you know where the bottom is going to be. If you know where the bottom is, you know where the top is going to be. So you know where the bar is going to close, so you can be proactive with your trading. Okay. Now we're just going sideways a little bit right here. And right in here, are not going to have a trade. The black is on the bottom. It's in the red, but it's on the bottom. So it's not going to give us a short trade here. The black needs to be on the top like this right over here. It needs to be on the top of the ribbon and in the red. Over here on the gold right now, you see the long-term trend is totally flat right there. You're not going to have anything with that. Okay. Now, one of the things I did yesterday is I threw a fourth chart up on here. I thought I had 4 of them set. Here it is right here. Okay. And this one, I believe I made an apple. Let me do that again. Okay. Stocks. Apple Inc. And I put that on 100 range. 100 range. Okay, and you can see right in here, it came up, it hit the ribbon, it sold off, it came up, it hit the ribbon again, it sold off. And yesterday, I believe, that's exactly what we were looking for yesterday. In here yesterday, we were looking for it to come up and hit the ribbon and sell off, which it did twice. So that's what we were looking for again right now. We're looking for it to come up, hit the ribbon, and sell off. All right, long-term direction is bearish, and it came up here, and that's what we were looking for yesterday. Crap. We just lost... Hang on, I'm not sure. Let me hit reload on this. Okay, it looks like it's still going, but it also looks like the audio just quit. Go back here and here and share. All right, Dwayne, that is one of those things we have to send to them. Just now, 8 minutes in. I guess it's 8 minutes in. Seven and a half minutes in. What I was saying here, I don't know if you guys heard me, we're not able to see it, but everything just, we went down to, that's frustrating. What I was saying in here is yesterday we were looking at Apple, and yesterday when we were looking at it, I was saying if it pulls up and hits the ribbon and gives you a down close, that's gonna be a shorting opportunity. Okay, and this was on 100 tick range bar, so these are $1 bars for Apple. You can see it gave the short right here and it pushed all the way down here, right? Down to the prior swing low, which is exactly what you'd anticipate, right? So let me write down that information. Okay. And so I'll send that thing off to them, Dwayne, like they suggested over the weekend or on Monday. Because I don't know if you noticed, but the live stream chart stopped working and I had to reload it and then start it up again, but I'm getting better at it now anyway. So this is what we're expecting on Apple yesterday. Now, does anybody have any other symbol they want to look at while we're waiting for the futures to actually give us something to work with? Anybody have an equity symbol you want to look at? Happy to type it in and give you analysis on that. Or even another futures market if you want to look at another futures market. Because we don't have any trades with these three right now. Bonds, what do you want to look at? Bonds, which bond and what symbol is it going to be, Travis? ZM is what he typed in. Well, let's go to here first, and we'll go to futures and Z. We have ZB is US Treasury bonds. ZM is soybean meal. ZN. Okay, 10-year. Yeah, well, he wants to look at the 10-year notes. Okay, so so this is a 10-year, but this is on 100 range. So let me change that to a 7 range. Now, what I found with the bond, the 30-year bonds anyway, Travis, in the past, is you look at them on a much smaller time frame because they just don't move as much. But it'd be the same thing in here. You know, you have your bullish separation down here. You'd look for a pullback down, test of the ribbon, and then an up close. And what you anticipate is the same thing. You're going to look for to get up here to the prior swing high. Now, my experience with the bonds, as limited as it is, you want to look at that on a smaller time frame. So you'll be able to get in with less risk and look for the same kind of result. Okay, but you can see it did it right here. It pulled in right here, got down, hit the ribbon, went up to the prior swing high several times all through here. Okay, right here it did it again, didn't quite make it to the prior swing high, but that was good enough to get your stop to break even, and then it got out of the green. So there's no more reason to trade it right there. Right? That's the 10-year. And Dwayne was talking about the 30-year, so if you go to the ZB, just go to the front contract. All the same stuff right through here. Same thing happened here. Okay, except the ZB, the black is still in the green on the ZB. All right. Shane, it should be back up right now. It is back up because I know everybody's getting back in, but I just got. Shane just texted me about it. And Hal said he was watching on YouTube with no interruptions. Okay, yeah, it's just the trading view thing. I had the interruption right there. But so over here in the futures right now, we're not going to have anything here on the ES, but we're looking for the crude oil to pull back up into the ribbon here right now. All right, the long-term direction is bearish, so we're looking for that to pull back in. We're not going to have anything on the gold. All right. Does anybody want to look at anything else, like maybe another equity or an SP, not an SPI, but an ETF, QQQ or something like that? Why don't I just look at that? Look at the QQQ. Not sure which one to look at here. We'll look at this right here. All right, that's okay. On a range bar, that's not going to work on a four range. Let's look at the SPY. SPY. Okay, the SPY is not going to really work on the range bar either. You're going to have to look at that on like a 30 minute or something like that, or even a 5 minute. Now, you can see the 30 minute, what you would have been looking for is a pull back up into the ribbon with the bearish separation up here and a down close, and you got that and a big move down. This automatically, go to like a stock symbol, it automatically goes to thin bars. Yeah, I don't think that's the exchange that we want to be on. But if you go to SPY, yeah, that's this BYM exchange. It's just a straight SPY. All countries, all types, all sectors. Oh, all right here. There it is. All right there. There it is. There it is. Okay. Gotta fill that out, Dwayne. You gotta fill that out. I went to do it, but it asked me to put your name in and stuff. All right, so we're looking at the same thing. You know, long-term direction is bearish, comes up, hits a ribbon, gives a down close, and you go down. Right? Same thing again and again. As long as the black stays in the red, you're looking to sell the ribbon. The down close after you hit the ribbon. Okay. And you know, I don't know if you want to look at some other equities. You know, we can look at, this was the QQQ that I meant to look at a few minutes ago. And here the sun, 30 minute, the same thing. And if you look at some stocks, some equities, this is under 30 minute with the equity, but you can bump that to like, I will bump that to 100 range again. Not 1,000, 100 range. Okay, and you see when you have your long-term direction is bearish and price pulls up and hits the ribbon, you sell the down close after it gets into the ribbon. As long as the black stays in the red, you sell the down close after it gets into the ribbon. And I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing it with. No, you can do it with anything you want. These are $1 moves. Each bar is $1 here in this is Disney. No, we'll do it Microsoft. I don't know what Microsoft looks like right now, but okay. So it was a little choppy here. We had everything bullish separation, but we got into the ribbon and it never closed up. It closed down. Over here, you can see this looks like it was earlier today. Yeah, it was earlier today. Had bearish separation. It got up into the ribbon and gave a down close. And it ran down from right here, you know, 52.88 all the way down to 50.37. So, you know, if you have a whole bunch of shares, then that's going to be worth something. We still don't have any trades here. We don't have any separation here on the ES. That's what I'm looking for, is a separation on the ES to give us another opportunity in here. It's 116. This is kind of fun, looking at equities. Now, I don't trade equities, but you can trade equities, right? I trade futures pretty much primarily, exclusively, pretty much. I'm gonna spread Google out a little bit so you can see a little bit better. See, I had a gap down here and got into the ribbon. Long-term direction was bullish, so you could take that. Then it pulled back up. It didn't actually get into the ribbon in here. When it finally got into the ribbon over here, the long-term direction was down. This one would have stopped you out a little bit. Okay. Then it started bumping back down. And it needs to pull back up and get into the ribbon right here. Now to give us some more short opportunities there. And that was Google. Meta, this is used to be Facebook. And you can just see the same thing again and again and again, whatever you want to look at. Starbucks, okay. Let's look at S-Bucks. I think I got that in here too somewhere. Here it is right here, Starbucks. Okay, let's blow it up so you can get a better look. We're just about getting a trade here on the ES too. So on Starbucks, if it pulls back up to 106 and it sells off at 106 a little bit down to 105, that would be a selling indication right now. This right here, I think this bar, it doesn't really matter what it's going to do. I think the black is going to get out of the red. But we'll look for a down close here. We're at 85.50, so we'll look for a down close at... That's changing. Hang on. We've got to wait for the down close, really, because I think it's actually going to... The black is going to end up out of the red right here, so we're not going to end up with a valid trade. We just wait for the futures contract to finish doing its thing right here, and then we'll look at the S-Box there. Okay. KCR. All right. So we have nothing right here. Nothing right here. Let me take this in. I smelled all that, right? Most of it. All right, so we didn't end up with a trade here, so let's just look at the Starbucks in a little more detail now. Okay. Well, if we start here, you know, we're going day by day by day here. We're all the way into January back here. Not a lot of movement in Starbucks. You know, you might want to look at this on not 100 range, but maybe a 50 range. I don't know if I have a 50 range. I don't. All right, so I'll show you how to make range bars. You go down here, type 50, and choose range, and hit add, and now I have a 50 range. That means every bar now is 50 cents instead of a dollar. Okay, so right in here, using that smaller time frame, right here, we had to pull back up, tested the ribbon, bearish separation was right there. So this was this morning at 9:30 this morning, you had a sell signal right here at 104.97. And you see that dropped all the way down to 102.67. And over here, all through here, you had all these buys. The long-term direction was up. As long as the black was in the green, you can take the up close. So you got all those in there. So anyway, if you want to scalp a buck or half a buck or something like that with Starbucks, you know, that's one way you can do it. All right, so we didn't end up with a trade here on the ES. If the long-term trend was actually down right here, we would have been able to short that. It probably would have been a break-even trade for me, but right now it's not really going to give us anything. Okay. Reminder to everyone, if you have not taken a free trial with us and you want to take a free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com. You can take a free trial right there. In the room in the morning, we trade futures, all right? But if you want to be trained trading equities or anything you want to be trained with using this, you know, we give you one-on-one training. Pretty much whenever you want, you know, as long as it fits into everybody's schedule. All right, this is what you want to look at. And you want to look at that on a 50 range or a buck, right? We don't have a trade here yet. The crude oil is getting pretty close to a trade. It's got to pull all the way back up to 75.46. So I'll watch the crude over here while I blow this up so we can look at this NSC right here. Okay, because this is what the request was for. Long-term direction was bearish. Price got up into the ribbon. The black was in the red. You could sell it right there. You could sell it again right there. Over here, this is on a 50 range, right? So every bar is 50 cents in this case right here, okay? So long-term direction right here is bearish. Price got up into the ribbon, down close right there, push down. Up here, it got in there, and it was still in there, so it only gave a little bit before it finally pulled back. This one would have stopped you out, whatever. You know, you would have taken a loss on that one. I don't know. You know, with equities, I don't know what you risk on it. You know, with equities, you probably have to look left. And you know, if you're getting short right here, you could look at the bar that got you into the trade. Most of the time, the bar that got you into the trade is all you're going to have to look for. So you don't have to risk that much, more than 50 cents, and more than 75 cents or something like that. But if you use price action and start looking left, you're going to have to look at the prior swings. Okay. But it looks like most of the time, you just use the bar that got you into the trade and then just trail your stop. Okay. Right in here, down to there. Right in here would have been your short. It never pulled back a full 50 cents. Okay, the crude never managed to pull back far enough to trigger the trade either. It's pretty close now though, but it's not quite there. Any other ones you want to look at? We still have 6 minutes, and you know, we're just about ready to trade the crude oil here from 43. It's going to be down to 35. Okay. In hindsight, that's going to look like it hit the ribbon, I think. But yeah, if you guys want to look at any more equities, just let me know. You know, even if you're going to show up in the morning session, if you want to look at that in the morning session, if the futures are kind of slow in the morning, I don't know if they will be. We have some pre-market news tomorrow that's pretty important. Yes, it's definitely important. It's high impact news. So hopefully the market's going to be pretty active tomorrow and give us some good follow through. I don't know if they will or not, but if they don't and things get dry, then we could start doing things like this. If you want to look at equities or ETFs, you know, I don't have to stick with futures. I'm going to stick with futures as long as I have trade opportunities. But all right, you see over here, we didn't get the down close on the crude. So now it's starting over again from up here. If we still get a down close from here, it's all the way up at 47. So now you'd be looking at a down close at 39. The down close would actually be at 40, but selling 39 right now. And that would be a valid short here on crude, right? I'm going to bring it over. If we get that right there, if we get the down close, we're going to be in this trade. And that should work out to be a really nice trade. Okay. The long-term direction is bearish. We're in the ribbon right now. So a down close is all we need right here. And it should close here at 40 and trigger me in at 39. This bar has all four or seven ticks range are in this bar right now. So it's either going to close up here at 47 or down here at 40. If it closes down, it's a valid trade setup and we're going to take that. If it closes up, well, there it closed down and triggers in right at 39. Perfect. And now I think it's going to go all the way down there to 23. Okay. So let me slide this over here and I'll draw that in for you. Crap, I didn't want that to happen. All the way down here to 23. Well, this is 22, but it's close enough. Let me bring that down back up because I should have my stop at break even right now, I believe. Yes, I should. I already made that mistake once this afternoon. This one, I already made that mistake once over here on the ES. I should have my stop at break even and I didn't move it fast enough. But now we're in another trade, okay? And the reason I say 23, if you look at it, it's just below the price action is suggesting it's gonna get down to 24. The DOM is suggesting 23. So we have, what is it there doing? Confluence, right? So we have confluence at the same number. So that's what we'd be looking for. Back over on your NSC, it's pulling back up, just about to get into the ribbon. So that would be an indication with a down close, you'd want to short that. All right. Now this is on a 50 range bar. So the low of this bar is here at 2075. So the high is going to be at 21.25. And so this bar isn't going to actually get the ribbon, but this bar could. Okay. We're looking for an opportunity here. All right. So any of these other ones, Netflix, oops, why do I keep doing that? And let me do this right there. Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. So this is what Netflix looks like. It looks a lot like that last one we're just looking at on Mozilla NSC, which did I just change to Netflix? Oh, I changed the crude to Netflix. Hang on. I changed crude back to crude. This is what Netflix looked like. Netflix is about to give a long trade right here. Just end up with a break even on the crude trade. Oops. Let me put this back to crude. Hang on. Here. We are in the J contract of crude. Okay. So we ended up with a break even on this one. All right. Make that a yellow. Yellow, there it is. All right, so over here, let's go to Netflix. This is what I was trying to do. Okay, and Netflix just gave us a long trade, just there as I was saying it. There's a long trade from right here. Actually, that was a little while ago. That was Netflix that was giving us that. This is a 50 range. On a 7 range, Netflix was giving us a long trade. Let's see if we bump this down to a 7 range, you'll see it. It's right in here. That's only 7 cents. If you go back to the 50 range, that's the 50 cent move. Right, every bar is 50 cents. And right here, it gave you a nice entry for a long trade at 1760. And that ran all the way up to 2075. So if you like to trade equities, you can trade equities. All right. Guys, it looks like it's going to wrap it up for us this morning. I know we didn't get much action with the futures. We had one trade here that I messed up that I ended up stopping out on because I messed up. I should have had my stop and break even on that. And we had this one here that I actually did get a break even. But we did get a good opportunity to show you that you can use our stuff to do equities too if you want to. It's all the same stuff over and over and over again. Now the range bars make it really easy to do with equities. Now you can, like, every bar is a certain dollar amount. You know, every, well, like a 10 range bar would be a dime, be 10 cents. So a dollar is 100 range bar. And depending what, how far you want to break it down, how much detail you want to get into, you know, it's all there for you. And you can see the same thing works and it's scalable. You know, if you want to do like daily charts, you can do that. All right. Well, I hope this has been entertaining for you. And educational. Reminded everyone, we're going to be doing tomorrow morning starting at 9:30. We're going to start a stream at 9:30 tomorrow morning and go for an hour doing the same stuff. Okay. I'm hoping we're going to have some good activity in the futures markets, because that is pretty much exclusively what we trade in the morning session. But we can jump around to different markets if you want to, and I'm happy to jump to equities tomorrow morning if people come in here and they ask about equities and I don't have 100 things going on with futures, then we can look at equities again too. Now right here, this is going to be another trade. Put a down close right here on the crude. right? Because the black is still in the red, we come up and we hit the ribbon, so it's still right there. It's another trade on the crude. It's still a valid trade. And that should still go down to this level, down here, all the way down here. Okay. Everything is suggesting it's going to go down. And it's even looking like it's going to go further. I have that 20 is where it looks like it's going to go. Here, I took the trade, so now we're going to have actually a winning trade in this one. It should go all the way down to 20 right there. Okay, we're in at 36. That'd be 16 ticks if it makes it down to 20. And I just exited with a trailing stop at 3. Okay, so we end up with at least one winning trade today in this session. But that's all you have to do. Just learn the edge and then just execute the edge over and over and over again. And the edge can be applied to anything you want it to apply. All right, so with that, I believe I'll say one more time, if you haven't taken a free trial with us, go to mytradingiq.com, sign up for the free trial there. You really need to do that and book one-on-one training with us while you're on the trial. Download the charting platform while you're on the trial. All the instructions are on the page. There's a thing that says trading platforms, a tab that says trading platforms on the page. Click on that. You'll see how to give us TradingView to give us your profile name. We'll set you up. Right? It only takes a couple of minutes to set you up with TradingView. All right, that is it, guys. With that, I'm going to wrap it up, and we can pass it back out to fabulous Phoenix, Arizona, Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. There it is, Dwayne.
Alrighty, recap of the recap this morning.
This morning, it took 21 minutes and 8 trades to get to $230.
Good job.
Thank you.
Reminder, guys, tonight is members only workshop. If you've been on the trial and your trial is about to expire and you want to be in the workshop tonight, go here, eminifuturestrading.com. A couple mouse clicks, you become a lifetime member. No recurring fees, no upsells, no new shiny objects to buy from us ever. One payment, lifetime membership. That's lifetime access to the live training room. Unlimited one-on-one private mentoring, the strategy that we teach you and the indicators you own for life are fluid across all markets, all time frames. You'll also receive the Logic 247 alerts, the concierge trade alerts, and again, you'll be in tonight's members-only workshop, eminifuturestrading.com. If you have questions, call 949-42-EMINI. Or send an email to support@cfrn.net.
All right.
And that's just how simple that is.
It is pretty darn simple, isn't it?
Really is. Right.
That is going to be it for now for me. If anybody has any questions, you can email us at support@mytradingiq.com, support@cfrn.net. Either one of those will work. And welcome to the partners meeting tonight, right? If you don't know what it takes to become a partner and you want to know what it takes to become a partner, just send us an email to either one of those email addresses, support@mytradingiq.com. Just put in the header, just put partner info. We'll make sure we get that out to you. Okay?
All right, Michael. All right, guys, let's wrap it up with our good word for the day. This is part two of Navigating Life's Losses. Ecclesiastes 3:2, a time to be born and a time to die. Researchers at the Colorado Institute of Grief offers us this helpful four-stage path to recovery. Stage one is shock. That's our initial response, one of denial and disbelief. I can't believe this is happening. There is a numbing of our senses, a God-designed natural anesthesia that buffers the early blow and allows us time to gather our coping mechanisms. Stage two is protest. We feel anger and resentment against God, yet we feel guilty for blaming Him. We may blame ourselves, the doctors, or the patient, and question God's love and faithfulness, and even bargain with Him. If you'll just do a miracle and bring them back, I will fill in the blank. Stage 3, disorganization. Everything comes apart at the seams. The lifestyle we knew and loved unravels. The dreams we cherished evaporate. We feel hopeless, powerless, and lost in a strange, empty universe. Secondary losses may loom. Financial insecurity, social dislocation, depression, loss of concentration. We're convinced that life will never be normal again. We survive moment to moment, afraid to anticipate the road ahead. And stage 4, reorganization. Unrelenting grief gives way to waves of sadness, varying in frequency and intensity. We begin to accept and accommodate our loss. The energy we expended on grief work becomes available again, enabling us to adjust to the demands and opportunities of our new lifestyle. Slowly, we reemerge and take hold of the reins again. The process will take many months, and full recovery may take years. But God promises it will come. There will be a time to heal, build up, laugh, dance, gain. Ecclesiastes 3:3-4. And that's our good word for the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.